So this is a meditation where we become aware of the space in our day, the space in our lives, the space that's all around us. You know, oftentimes we think that we don't have enough time. And maybe that's true to some degree, but for the most part, it's because we're not necessarily noticing the space that is there. We're focusing on what isn't there instead. So this meditation will just let us have a chance to practice turning our attention to the spaces that are there so that we can, you know, learn to notice it perhaps more in our daily life, in our informal practice. So just for this meditation, it might be nice for you to sit somewhere where you could close your eyes, but also where you could open your eyes and look out at some sort of tree or bush or plant. So just push the pause button here if you need to reposition yourself, but go somewhere where you could actually glance out the window or sit next to a tree or something. So I'm just going to assume that you're now somewhere in front of nature. So just go ahead and take a seat wherever it is that you're resting. Go ahead and establish your sense of present moment awareness by closing your eyes, turning your attention inward, and then just feeling whatever it is that's making contact with the floor, just noticing the weight of the bones you're sitting on or your feet resting on the floor, your back of your body being held up by something, or at least feeling long and relaxed. And then just start to bring your attention to your breath. Just recognize how it comes in and it goes out. In this meditation, we're not trying to change the breath or make it be longer, like in a yogic breathing practice. We are just noticing that we are breathing in and we are breathing out. And just expand your awareness to include the length of time it takes for you to breathe in and for you to breathe out. I'm not asking you to count it or, again, be rigid. Just notice, is your breath in the same as the length of the time to breathe out today, in this moment? Again, just noticing something that's always here. The breath is going in, the breath is going out, but we're just expanding our awareness to include the length of time it takes to do each of those two parts. Just getting a sense of if they're balanced or equal or not. And next, just expand your awareness to include the pauses that happen at the end of the inhale and before the beginning of the exhale. And likewise at the end of the exhale and the beginning of the inhale. Just seeing that there's this transition point, this space that happens when you're done inhaling. There's just a floating, perhaps, until the breath then comes out, starts to come out. And the same thing at the opposite end. So just start to bring your attention to that space there. Now to expand this practice a bit, I invite you to consider how the inhaling and the exhaling part of the breath cycle would be like a doing phase. Something's happening. Whereas in the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath cycle are a being phase, a place where you're just being. Yes, there's some action happening, but much less so than in the actual act of inhaling and exhaling. So in this practice of breathing with this awareness of the space, there's an actual practicing of noticing, yes, I'm doing this inhale, and now I'm pausing, and now I'm doing this exhale, and then I'm pausing. So just to enjoy that awareness for another 30 seconds or so. And so just starting to let go of the point of focus being on just the breath. So the breath continues to happen. The spaces continue to be there. We're going to just turn our attention now to this tree or bush or plant in front of you. So just go ahead and gently open your eyes and start to be aware of this plant. And if you don't have something in front of you, keep your eyes closed and just imagine yourself standing in front of a giant tree. So just start to see, you know, the shape of the branches, the actual body of the tree itself or the plant itself. Just notice the structure. And look at it in the form of its shapes and how it may change its size, how maybe there's a branch and then a few little branches break off of it and become smaller branches. Maybe you notice the leaves on the tree or the branch. And there's areas where there's leaves and then there's not. Or maybe you notice little buds starting to form when I'm recording this meditation. It's springtime for me. So I'm noticing there are little buds occasionally on the branches. You have a flower getting ready to open. Now expand your attention to include the colors, the variety of colors. You know, maybe it's just brown, the branches, but doesn't it change just a little bit? Is it darker here and lighter here? Or the leaves, do they have a color changes or variegated look? Maybe if there are some flower buds or flowers, you'll notice there's color, a different color there too. So just expand to include the color. Now, finally, I want you to see if you can perhaps look beyond the shape of the tree and the coloring of the flowers or the tree or the branches, and just look past it to notice the spaces between each of those objects. So between the branches, between the leaves, notice the spaces there. Just see if you can bring to your attention what's beyond this tree or flower when you look at the spaces between each of the structures. Maybe there's the sky beyond that if you're looking up. Or maybe there's another bush or a car or something behind this bush, but you notice it now because you're looking basically through it. And so your attention is on the spaces that make up this bush rather than the bush itself. So just for about 30 more seconds, just see if you can bring your attention there on the space between the structure. And so now go ahead and close your eyes again if they were open. And just letting the breath still happen, letting the space between the breaths still happen. Just start to reflect a little bit on how you could practice this in your own daily life. How can you apply this awareness of the space in your informal practice? A few examples that come to mind for me would be when I come to a light in my car, right? I've been stopped at the light, and oftentimes I'll be, hurrying to get somewhere, and I'll recognize that there's a part of me that really wanted to make that light, and I'm kind of frustrated that I didn't make it. But at the light itself, there's an opportunity for me to pause and actually practice this space, recognizing the space, recognizing the not doing part of the act of driving to this place, for example. That would be the doing. But as the light, I'm just being. So instead of grabbing my phone and doing a couple of quick texts or checking my email, I could instead just leave it there. And then tune into my senses like we've been practicing today. I could notice the way my body feels against my car seat. I could notice the temperature in the car. I could notice could look around and notice any plants or trees that I see that remind me that I'm right here in this moment, waiting. I might take a nice breath in and notice that I'm breathing in and pausing at the top of it, and I might notice that I'm breathing out and that there's a pause at the bottom. So this is a possibility for me to practice there. I don't always choose to, but I could. Another place where I find that this practice makes sense for me is transitioning in between doing something and the next thing. So say I've just had a meeting with someone and I've got 15 minutes until the next client comes or until the next something happens. So I could run over and, again, fill my time up with something like checking emails, which sometimes, I need to do. But other times I don't really need to, so I could instead choose to just stop and just pause, again, using my senses to notice where I am, even just sitting still for 5 minutes. Again, practicing the being stage of my life because I've just been doing something with a client or with a meeting, and now I could actually pause for just a second, a breath or two or three or five, and then I could resume to the next to-do. So for people at work, they could do that in between a meeting. Walking back from a meeting to their desk might be a mindful walking opportunity. Maybe they don't think about something else. You just walk and you notice yourself walking and breathing. And then you come back to your desk, and when you arrive back at your desk, boom, you move right back into doing. So that's always an opportunity. Again, whether or not we take it every time, that's not the point. It's just there's an opportunity there. There's a possibility there to try it. So just pausing for another 30 seconds for you to reflect on in your life, where could you actually choose maybe to pause and be instead of filling it in? Just go through your regular day and notice, oh, I could do it maybe there, maybe at line at the grocery store, or while you're picking up your kids and you're waiting in the carpool line, you know, this kind of a thing. So go into your own life and see what you notice. All right, so we'll close the practice with bringing your attention just to the way you feel in your seat. Maybe noticing the temperature in the room that you're in, noticing your breath coming in and out of the body. And just go ahead and gently open your eyes. Now, before you run off, I just invite you to practice. You know, if you feel like your life is too full, this is the perfect practice for you to have in your repertoire. You know, because you're practicing this, you begin to actually see that you do have more space than you realized. You know, but the key is to not fill it with more to-dos. We're not trying to eke out more space or to really figure out where there's more space in your day to shove more stuff into it. Instead, there's these little spaces that already are there where you could, in fact, just be. And when you start to, elect to just be in that moment instead of doing something, you know, you'll start to notice that you actually do have more space. Your body feels more receptive and relaxed because it's not charging ahead all day long. And so it feels replenished so that when you arrive at your next to-do, you might feel more energy because you've been allowing yourself to rest a bit in between. So may you begin to experience the space all around you. Thanks for taking the time to experience this practice with me.